You are listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm Pete Lesprince.
And I'm Tim. Good evening, folks. We'll have a good show for you tonight. So have your paper and pencils handy. I know you have a lot of questions, and I will answer them for you tonight. So we'll see you in a little bit. Yes, I'm back again, folks. I've had a lot of calls. Where's Bill? Is anything wrong? No, nothing is wrong. Bill is doing some research, and tomorrow night he will be back on the air. Research takes a lot of time. Computers take a lot of time, folks, and you have to understand this. Bill is fine. Annie's fine. Pooh is fine. So no problem. He'll be back tomorrow evening. In the meantime, you're stuck with me. Tonight we're going to have a call-in session relating to hiking and camping gear and things of this nature that are relative. And if you got your paper and pencil handy, I'm going to give you some prices and some addresses. So for the ATF and ADL reports, they're $10 postpaid. Also is the Behold a Pale Horse. It's $18.50 for non-members. Members of CAGI or Intelligence Service is $15.50 postpaid. You want to make your checks out to the Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, Cholo, Arizona, 85901, and make your checks payable to Annie, A-N-N-I-E, Annie, please. And the address again is Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, Cholo, Arizona, 85901. Also, I've had many calls today at Surplus and Stuff, which I want to thank you folks. And again, Surplus and Stuff, the address is Post Office Box 3300 St. John's, Arizona, 85936. In the past shows, I've mentioned what it costs. Last night I failed to. The catalogs are $2, folks. Put that in an envelope or send me a check and send it to Surplus and Stuff, Post Office Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. Also, my phone number is 602-337-2975. 602-337-2975. And let's see, what else do I have? Okay, now we're going to be opening the phones tonight, folks. For any questions you might have on related items for camping and hiking, Pete and I will try and answer your questions. And the phone number is area code 602-337-2524. And some people ask me on the Katadyn water filters. No, they do not take out heavy metals, but they do take out a lot of the other bacterias. And if you want, I'll send you a brochure. Send me a self-addressed number 10 size envelope, and I will send you back a information sheet on the Katadyn water filters. It removes all bacteria and pestites. It's a ceramic element. Pore size is 0.2 micron. It does not remove minerals, and there is no iodine or carbon chemicals, and the rest of the information will be sent to you on that. If there's anything we can help you with, just call in at area code 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a question on the Washington State Militia. I'd like to know what exactly was going on up there.
Sir, this program tonight is only on camping and hiking equipment. I do not have any information at this time.
Okay. Thank you.
Folks, don't forget when you call in to please turn down your radios. We can hear the background, and it's pretty annoying. So when you call in, shut down your radios.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'm from New York, you know, and I've been a city person my whole life. So what exactly can I do? I don't know anything about camping or anything like that.
Well, I would suggest there is some camping and hiking stores in your vicinity. Outfitters Supply, I know, that are in New York. Go there and buy some books on camping, hiking, survival. There's many books, and I'm sure the person at the counter, if you give them some of the questions that you are thinking about, they can assist you and give you some of the proper answers.
Geez, you know, because I'd love to be able to become self-sufficient, but, you know, like I said, I've been a city person my whole life, so it's kind of scary for me, you know?
Yes, I understand how you feel. There's a lot of folks out there that feel the same way, that have called in, what do? I give them the same suggestion that I'm giving you now. Just go and find some books, and if you have any further questions, feel free to give me a call at the store, and I'll try to assist you any way I can.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Yes, there's a lot of people out there, folks, and this is what this program is all about, to give you information to try and assist you for what's coming. And remember, all questions are important, and the more questions there are, the better we can try and help. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening. I just wanted to point out one thing in the catalog that I didn't hear mentioned that I thought was a great bargain, although might not directly relate to survival and camping and so forth. But you list the 120-minute Sony cassette tapes. For those of us who tape the program, that's one of the best prices I've ever seen around.
Yes.
You just might want to mention that. I don't know if the price has gone up since I received the catalog, but, you know, it's, compared to Radio Shack or any place else, that's a handy thing, too, in the catalog. Like I say, not related to camping and survival. Well, survival in a sense, but for those of us who like to take the program on one side, it's a great deal.
Yes, I haven't been notified from John on his part of the catalog that we've had any price changes, so they still stand as of now. Thank
you. I just wanted to point that out. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate all your information.
Thank you.
Good night.
Another thing I've been asked, folks, is how do I tell how much the shipping and things are going to be? It's hard for me to weigh out the different items by themselves. What I generally do is that you send in your order, and whatever the shipping charges are, I send a bill in return mail along with your package, and you can send me a check for the shipping charges. So that should clarify that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is from Grand Junction, Colorado.
Yes.
One of the things that I found helpful as far as like spider bites and things like that, that if a person carries an antihistamine like Benadryl or different things like that, that's kind of helpful as far as medication. And if they can keep the area where the spider was bit or where the spider bit cool, then that kind of helps. We had an incident in our home where my wife was bit by a spider, and that's kind of the directions that they gave me. I'm certainly enjoying your program. It's giving me a lot of really super good, meaningful information specific that it's really helpful for us.
Well, I thank you very kindly, sir, and thanks for that helpful hint on spider bites.
Well, thank you, sir. Bye-bye now.
Bye now. And again, folks, that phone number is 602-337-2524. This is what the program's all about, is passing on information, people helping people, and we're glad to do it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hi, Tim?
Yes, go ahead.
Do you have any chemical suits in stock?
No, I don't. Not at this time.
Is there any way that you could give us information how we could build something like that that would work?
Use a poncho.
Okay. One other question. Do you can I order your seed package through Bill, or do I need to do it through your organization?
Oh, you can send that to Bill directly. For the garden seeds, and make your check out to Annie.
Okay, I will do that. And if you can give us any more information on that, I believe the government's taken them all off of the market. Anything that, you know, in that line would really help.
This is what I understand is going on. What you can use is a poncho or a large plastic bag to keep with you, and that should help you out quite a bit, and a pair of rubber boots, and don't forget rubber gloves.
Would you also need a air pack in a situation like that?
Well, whatever you think you might need, I'll leave that decision to you. Think about it.
All right. I thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Well, folks, again, if you're going to order some garden seeds or food items from Bill, you can get that information from the Research Center. And you can give Pete a call at 602-337-2562, and he can give you information on how to get, if you don't have the catalog, how to get further information on the seeds and food items and tapes. Good evening. You're on the air.
I'm turning down my radio now. Okay. I was wanting to ask the importance of off-road bicycles when it comes to, like, any type of a camping situation, and how good of a quality of bicycle you ought to have. And also, on a lot of this stuff, I don't understand. You know, I'm just like a new listener, and I don't understand what you mean by intelligence service. or member, non-member. A lot of these terminologies are, you know, I don't understand them.
Okay, Bill has the intelligence service here. If you're a member, you get a discount on some of the items that he has for sale. And on the books, it's self-explanatory. If you're a non-member, they're $18.50 postpaid. And if you're a member of the intelligence service, you get a discount of additional $3, and they're $15.50. Okay?
You would join that intelligence service by riding to Sholo, Arizona, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And about the off-road bicycle, do you think that's a good investment to consider, like maybe one day there won't be no gasoline or anything, a gasoline shortage, or they're just cut off at all?
Yes, I do. And they also make solid tires that you can put on the mountain bikes. Make sure that you buy a good quality bike that has good solid rims on it. And, Pete, maybe you can help me out on that. You used to ride a lot of bikes. What do you think on heavy-duty bikes?
Probably Husky would be one of the better ones. You could go to Walmart and get them real cheap.
Yeah, I've looked at them. They're around $119 or something like that. And because I've rode one of those bicycles, it surprised me because I hadn't rode a bicycle in 15 years. You can really go up a hill with these new 15-speed bicycles. So, and I was just wondering if that'd be a good investment for people to look into.
Yes, I thank you for bringing that up. That would be a good idea to have.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. I'll write the bill for about the intelligence service information. Well, I need to send like an envelope or anything like that.
Yes, a dollar and a number 10 size envelope, sir. Self-addressed.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, referring to bicycles, folks. A patch kit would be handy to have with that. Spoke tightener, extra spokes. The solid tires that I've seen that don't go flat, if you can afford to buy those, but buy a good quality bike, and you'll be able to make it around on some of the back roads. I see people bicycling all the time up here, up and around the mountains here in Arizona, so that's one thing I failed to think of. I'm glad that gentleman brought it up.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Pete. Calling from Long Island. I've got some information for that fellow who called earlier from New York.
Okay.
Okay. He can start off in Manhattan. There's a surplus store called Kaufman's. That's in Manhattan. It's a good surplus store. And in Hempstead on Long Island is a place called Kent City. And on Long Island is a place called Eastern Mountain Sports in Westbury. And as far as books are concerned, you could probably start off with The New Complete Walker by Colin Fletcher. Probably give him a good start.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank
okay,
you
well,
very
keep
much.
Up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The phone number again, folks, is 602-337-2524. We're passing information and talking about camping equipment, folks.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, good evening. It's Mike calling from New Jersey. And the fellow called before about the chemical suits. For any type of chemical operation, you can go to any of a number of manufacturers that make hazmat gear, hazardous materials. You can get suits out of Tyvek, rubberized nylon. Although I think the best thing, if you're going to use a chemical suit, would be to get the heck out of there. Most people have not thought this through. They get a gas mask and a chemical suit. There's a lot of decontamination that has to go along with this, and none of these suits will stay in that environment for a very long time. And as far as I know, as far as the shredding of the suits and everything goes, and a lot of the gas masks I've heard, they are becoming harder to get, but people should be aware that these things aren't a panacea. If you're in a toxic environment like that, what you have to do is minimize your time. Would you agree?
That's true. If you're in that type of environment, the suits, the gas mask, whatever, is only a temporary band-aid, you might say, so you can get out of that area, wherever you're at, and get yourself decontaminated, mainly using mild solution and soap and water.
Okay, very good. And, you know, when Bill comes back, I think maybe he should let you fellas have one night a week. You've been very informative these past 3 nights. Thanks a lot.
Yes, Bill's given us a great opportunity, and he's a great guy and become a real good friend in the last couple of years, and I really appreciate him.
We sure all depend on him. Thanks very much.
Thank
you. Bye.
Well, folks, this is a real great night for me. I'm passing the information from one person to another. It's helpful all over the country. And remember, the phone number is 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. One of the things that
you want to turn your radio down, please.
It is turned down.
I'm getting some background. Go ahead.
One of the things that I rarely hear discussed in terms of survival is a good Geiger counter. There's 60-some-odd nuclear power plants in the country, any one of which could make an entire state uninhabitable, and at the very least could be used by the government like a Reichstag fire to relocate populations and that kind of thing. And if you don't know what you're being exposed to, you certainly can't believe what Uncle Sam is going to tell you about it. And they've already demonstrated that just at Three Mile Island, Three Mile Island alone. So I would just suggest that if you're with a group or something where you can afford to spend $400 or $500, you might want to consider getting a good Geiger counter, because that's the only way that you're going to know what you might be being exposed to.
Well, this is true. Do you know where you can get the good Geiger counters?
I think Edmund Scientific, I think, carries one. I'm not really familiar these days with who.
Well, if you do find the information, if you would give me a call at the store at 602-337-2975, and I can pass it along to others.
Will do.
Thank you kindly.
Take it easy.
Well, there is a good bit of information for things that are going around. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, good evening. Also, in addition to the chemical suits and as such, my understanding is once the cartridge or the suit is exposed to air, it only has a 12-hour life expectancy. My understanding is there was a gentleman that was selling a chemical suit and some chemical equipment for biological chemical warfare aid at a show that I recently went to, and on the package that encased the suit, it said, "Do not open or you buy it on the spot." And I asked him why, and he said, well, once it's exposed to the outer air, then it becomes no good after 12 hours. Those guys that were in Desert Storm, when they had the gas mask with them, they had to go and change the filters every so often, whether or not they used them, because of the life expectancy of them. Also, I called up your shop, I believe, last night or the night before last, and left my name and address. How much does it cost for a catalog?
Catalogs are $2, sir.
Okay. Can I have your address so I can go ahead and just send... what is it exactly you need? Just $2 and you send it back to my address and that's it, or what?
Yes, that's it. I'll be giving out the address again at the end of the program.
Okay. Other than that, hey, thanks a lot for the info, and keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, folks. Another thing that you... have questions on the chemical suit, gas mask, and so on. You must have good instruction if you're going to use these things out there. There might be some books that you can read through your local fire department on hazardous materials, hazardous waste. Local library has information on this subject. I would suggest before using any of this gear that you talk to someone that is confident in using it, or can give you the instructions, or read it out of the library material that you're able to gather. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I was just collating with the other station that was talking about the radiation detectors. Those are obtainable through the Edmund Scientific magazine.
Okay. Do you know what their address is?
It's in Edmonton, New Jersey. I don't have the address. But
well, when you do, if you will, send it to me or give me a call, and we'll pass it on to others, sir.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. Okay, folks, if there's any other questions you have, sleeping bags, hiking gear, foot gear, whatever, just give us a call. We'll try and give you a direction on where to purchase these items. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
This is Glenn in Maryland. I've got two helpful hints for you, and I have a question that's right up your alley.
Okay.
The helpful hints, okay? When you're out in the woods, this is for your survivalist type fellas, and you want to save a little bit of money on some ammunition and plus enhance your shooting skills, get into some black powder shooting. You'll be surprised how much it will improve your, it puts a lot of pressure on you to hit it with one shot, let's put it that way. And it can really tone up your shooting skills. And it's a lot cheaper to shoot, and you can save that brass and that your other ammunition for other things. And also carry a walking stick with you when you're out in the woods. It makes a big difference when you're stepping over a log or something or over a rock. You never know if there's a reptile on the other side. And you can also use that walking stick as sort of a bipod to shoot with if you need to.
Yes, thank you.
And the question that I have for you, I've seen these items, they're similar to a poncho or a, let's say a ghillie suit, so to speak, and it's supposed to cut down on your infrared signature. So do you know anything about these?
I haven't heard that one. A ghillie suit is usually used for a sniper, and it will disfigure your natural formation so that you can go on in the forest or whatever undetected, laying in the ground, whatever. But as to be detected from infrared, that you won't be, I haven't heard that one.
I was wondering if it was some sort of a mylar type of affair, you know, that would shroud your body heat and thus reduce your infrared signature. I've seen them in a few survival magazines lately, but I didn't know if you knew anything about them or not.
Most people that I know use a aluminized survival blanket to disperse the heat to do that. If you use that under a ghillie suit, yes, it would help, but a ghillie suit alone, no, that is used for another purpose.
Okay. All right, Ken, thanks very much.
Thank you kindly for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes, black powder is one way you can sharpen up the old eye, and it does put pressure on you. We do hunt over here with black powder. So also, 22s are very inexpensive to practice on. So if you want to sharpen your eye, you can use 22s. It's very helpful. Your black powder is inexpensive, but there has been a slowdown, as far as I've seen, a little bit on getting Pyrodex. And it's a good powder to use rather than straight black powder. It's more stable than black powder is, and you don't need a safe to keep it in. So black powder, you can have a lot of fun with it. And believe me, folks, myself, I've taken out a deer at 105 yards with a 45 caliber and put him down in one shot. So you do have to train yourself for quick reloading. And I know what a muzzleloader will do. We just had a muzzleloader antlerless elk hunt here in Arizona. And a friend of mine used a 50 caliber, approximately 75 yard shot. No problem. It does key up your aim a little bit.
She's seen us in blue jeans, all at least the words of ponytail. She's a walking, talking, look alive. She's the girl who stole my heart, Latina. In beauty, is a Cinderella, I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say that seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. There's more than seven wonders in the world, I just met number eight. Latina in blue jeans is everything I hold she.
Yes, folks, to your Venus in blue jeans or to the one you love, there's things that you can get for them to show your love for them and things that you want for them to protect later on. And that's something that Swiss America can help you with by purchasing precious metals in its various forms. Gold or silver coins are very helpful. Myself, I buy silver rounds, and I've been giving them to my boys and some other people for gifts on birthdays and such, and something that they'll always remember. So you can give Swiss America a call at 1-800-BUY-COIN or 1-800-289-2646. They'll be happy to receive your call, and give them a call tonight. Leave a message on their answering service, and they'll get back with you during the business hours and give you a lot of information. They have information packets. They have booklets on finance and the values of coins. And you can call them at any time, and they'll be glad to give you that information. And here again, folks, I say with Christmas coming up that you can give out silver rounds as Christmas presents, and they'd be greatly appreciated. You have to protect your interest, and you know that precious metals have always retained their value no matter how times got tough. Gold is gold, silver is silver, and it still retains the value over our greenbacks. Here, our money is becoming useless and non-valuable. So the only thing that we can turn to for times ahead is gold, silver, and other precious metals. So folks, try and give Swiss America a call. Talk with Craig Smith or Gene Miller at 1-800-289-2646, and do it tonight. Don't wait, because you're liable to forget. Christmas isn't that far off, and you want to get the items ahead that you are looking for. So do yourself a favor, call Swiss America. Remember, they're sponsors of the Hour of the Time. They stuck it out with Bill through thick and thin, so they deserve a little credit. And they will help you, and everybody's always cheerful and in a nice way down there. They really, really treat you real nice. So that's what I do appreciate in business. So give them a call at 1-800-289-2646.
Call you every
Okay, folks. Pooh, I hope you like that song for you tonight. That one was for you, little gal. Our phone number tonight is 602-337-2524. So, if you have any questions, just give us a call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm calling in response to the guys looking for the radiation meters.
Yes.
There's an outfit up in Montana. They deal in those, and they've also got NBC equipment, NBC suits. And it's Safe Trek Outfitters.
Okay. If,
and it's, I got the address and all that.
All right, go ahead.
It's 1716 West Main, Bozeman, Montana, 59715. Phone number is 406-587-5571. And then there's one other little trick, too, for defeating infrared detection at night.
Okay, go ahead.
Especially out here in the west. If you, juniper trees store up a lot of solar energy during the day. If you get in and under a juniper tree at night and wrap up around a little bit, it'll hide your signature within it.
Yes, that and staying among a lot of malachite rocks and sandstone will help also.
Yeah, just using your head a little bit. And that's one other thing people need to understand. I hear it a lot. People are always asking, well, what weapon should I buy? What weapon should I buy? People need to understand that in what's coming, field craft is 75% of the equation. Your weapon is only 25% or less.
That's right. The use of your intelligence and reading of books will greatly intensify your attitude out there and give you the sharpness that you'll need when you are out alone or with others in situations. So
people need to quit worrying about being scared. Everybody's scared. I mean,
that's true.
Many people are letting it conquer them, and they need to understand that their biggest weapon is right between their ears.
And that's true. Thank you for calling.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Yes, folks, just do a little thinking. Go to the library. Bill has said many, many times, listen and learn. Go to the library. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Larry. I have there's quite a delay between the radio and the telephone. Are you going to a satellite for a link?
Yes.
That's the reason there's a delay.
You want to turn your radio down, please?
Yes. Let me get away from here and just come downstairs. Looking on the infrared detectors, and also I have an address for all electronics and a telephone number.
Well, if you'll send me that information, I'll pass it on.
Okay. I have a question. What satellite are you on, linking?
G3.
G3. What transponder?
17.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and it's 5.80 on the audio side.
Great. That'll come in handy when the shortwave band starts going on the fritz again.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
So, folks, let us hear more calls from you and anything that we can help you with in transferring information, just give us a call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Last night I heard you talking about sleeping bags, and my husband and I have seen them at the Army surplus store that are down-filled, and they're the green Army-type sleeping bags. Are they not recommended?
Well, ma'am, down, that's the M1949 sleeping bag. My problem with down is I've had down bags before is when they get wet. They're tough to dry. And they're tough to fluff up again and keep you warm, whereas the polyester-filled bags will dry in cold air enough where you can use them again. But the down, I don't like down, even a down jacket.
Okay. Oh, even a down jacket. Okay. Okay, well, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've had that question before on down, which I've answered. It mats up, it packs up. If you get a slight tear, you'll lose a lot of your
down feathers in the bag, and you're going to lose insulation. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing, Tim?
Just fine.
I had a suggestion for that gentleman there in New York City. I realize that he may not be able to get out to some of these places right away. Maybe a good quick source for him to, learn some basic camping techniques, although very broad, would be to go to slip into one of those big department stores they got there and go to the a lot of them sell Boy Scout equipment, and get a Boy Scout manual. There's a lot of good information in the Boy Scout manual, and you can carry it small enough to, carry it around with you like a little Bible or something, or, like a Bible. And it's they're fairly reasonably priced. And then, later on when he gets into the suburbs or whatever, he can go into one of the camping stores and get more information. But I remembered about 20 years ago, there was a lot of good information in that Boy Scout manual.
Yes, have different soldiers' manuals, survival guides, things of this nature, outdoor sports, any of them type of books. You have, there's several RV books that give a lot of camping and hiking techniques in them. So the information is out there. All a person has to do really is just go down to the local drugstore and look in the magazine rack.
Right.
And there's a lot of information right there in front of you.
I had another suggestion on the camping, on the military-type camping equipment, military clothing, and, let's just say the BDU jacket and stuff, all the stuff that has the chemical in it for, that deals with anti-infrared pickup. I understand that should not be dry cleaned in solvent. That should be water cleaned or whatever. That's correct, isn't it?
Yes, all your BDUs and your M65 field jackets, pants, and so on should be washed in a mild solution of soap and water, and a soap that is a non-bleach or a non-whitener type. You want to use plain soap. Your whiteners will start bleaching out your colors and that element.
Even something like ivory soap or ivory dish soap or something would be pretty pure. I had one question, and I'll let you go. Since the government, through their paranoia, is trying to get the surplus equipment off the civilian market quickly, I've noticed, like with the Universal Military Holster made by Bianchi, and other things. Do companies now have a right to sell without government obstruction? Have a right to sell military equipment that they make for the military to the public without any obstruction?
The Bianchi holster has been on the market for sale for a long time since its development.
Well, I mean, like other military wares. And clothing, let's say a company gets a contract and they make it for the military, but whereas the military's going around the government's trying to get all the surplus stuff off the market, take it out of the stores, can companies that make stuff, current stuff for the military, do they have the right to sell to the public without obstruction?
That I don't have an answer for you.
Okay.
Because I really don't know.
Have you seen any goodies like that? I mean, the Bianchi holster's obviously one item. Are there BDU jackets and field jackets and boots and stuff that are actually made, not for the military, but the same thing for civilian use?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tim.
Well, thank you for calling.
See you.
Well, there's one question I didn't know or have an answer for. That I can't tell you, but I do know that some of the manufacturers for the military, they have to have a let out for their overruns or their irregulars. So there would be a market, yes. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? This is Jason from New York. I just wanted to, maybe bring to mind something that a lot of people overlook. For example, just a plain old thermometer, because sometimes when you're out in the cold, your senses, are deceiving. It can be colder than might be expected, and so on. So you may want to use that as a guide to, keep yourself from getting frostbitten, for example. That's probably just one thing to keep in mind. The second thing is what you might want to do for, like, you know, night operations and things like that. You can learn from what astronomers do. You can take, like, a little pen light, like the doctor says, go to a radio shack and just get yourself a high brightness red LED. And instead of the little bulb that they use inside there, you can take the LED, get a resistor that's the right value. You can ask one of the guys there for help, or, you know, write an electronics magazine for, you know, assistance and all that. And you use one of those things so you don't kill your batteries with the regular flashlight with a little red filter. And you also have, you know, something that won't spoil your night vision.
Well, that's a good suggestion. Appreciate that one.
Okay. Well, thanks again for the whole show, and Bill and everybody else there.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Bye-bye.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I have a recommendation for antitoxins, charcoal. It'll take away snake bites and spider bites and bee bites. Draws out infections, and you can take it internally to detoxify poisons out of you.
Okay, where'd you get this information from?
Well, I've read it in a lot of health books. You know, you use activated charcoal in filters and things like that to draw out poisons and toxins. And activated charcoal will take out 1,000 times its weight in toxins.
Okay, what would you use it as, a poultice on a snake bite or a spider bite?
Yes, for the external. And for the internal, you just can grind it up, or you can crush it with a rock if you're out in the woods, and you just drink it with water, and it just goes right on through you and takes out toxins as it passes through. And you can make your own charcoal that wouldn't be activated unless you steamed it. But to make your own, I use a Dutch oven. And then I put the Dutch oven in the fire, and when the gases stop flaming around the rim, it's done. It's charcoal inside.
Okay, what book would you reference that to?
Back to Eden. It's by Jethro Cross. You get it at a health food store. And there's several others I can't think of right now. And you use a hardwood. Like if in your country, you'd probably use mountain mahogany, which is a brush type, or manzanita. Any kind of hardwood work, the pines and junipers, they don't work as well.
But they would work.
Yes, they would.
Okay.
But I wouldn't take them internally because of their stronger resins.
All right. If you could pass me that information on and send it to me, I'll make sure it gets passed on.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Now, there's another good helpful tip. If you folks have health food stores handy, look up some of the books for, you might say, natural medicines, and charcoal sure is a good cleaner. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Gary down in Tucson. Got a book here that for these people that are calling on the nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare. It's OH-11-1A. It's Marine Corps field guide. It's about 100 pages long, and it's real easy to read, and if they can get a hold of one, well, it'll answer a lot of their questions.
Well, I appreciate that. Would you repeat that number, please?
It's OH-11-1A, and it was printed in 1990, so it's fairly up-to-date.
And the title of it?
Individual Guide for NBC Defense. And it's from the Department of the Navy, the United States Marine Corps.
All right. Thank you very much. Where'd you get your book at?
I was issued this book in a school I was in when I was in the military, and in a class I took on this, so this is where I picked it up.
Okay.
But also, I was wondering if there's any access, if you've seen any for sale or have access to any of the current issue camo netting with the base plates, poles, and spreaders. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know if that's available on the civilian market?
Give me a call in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. Sure will.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks, the number is 602-337-2524. Any questions pertaining to camping and hiking gear that we can help you on tonight, just feel free to call us, and we'll be trading information back and forth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, how are you doing today?
You want to turn your radio off, please?
Yes, I got to take the lock off of it. I'm calling about the Geiger counters. I got an address for you right there in Arizona.
for Hayes Electronics. It's in Prescott Valley, the number 602-772-2624. They make Geiger counters and metal detectors.
All righty, I appreciate that.
No problem. I have one question. I missed your show last night. I was just wondering, you know these cheap $20 and $30 sleeping bags you see at Walmart? It's like a 4 pound.
Yes.
Are they fairly good if you're on a limited budget?
No.
Okay. Because all this is pretty new to us, and we're not sure what to buy yet.
All right. If you want to give me a call tomorrow, I'll explain the what I went over last night. Also, you can order the tape from last night from Bill for $9 postpaid, and we can give you that information.
Okay. You're going to be giving out that number at the end of the show, right?
Yes, I will.
All right, sure. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Yes, folks, there's a lot of helpful information out there, and here again, I hope I can help that gentleman out later with sleeping bags. Remember, good quality material that you'll be using in the field and does not come cheap. Buy the better equipment. Just because it's inexpensive or bought at a big store doesn't mean it's good. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Tim. I have a tip here. I do quite a bit of backpacking, and we get in the Sierras where there's a lot of people. And we have a friend who's a PhD in chemistry, and she suggested taking something called citricidal. It's a grapefruit biflavonoid and food-grade hydrogen peroxide, if you can get it, to kill bugs in the water. If you can get a small supply of that to keep with your survival gear or your camping gear, a few drops in a quart of water of each of these will kill just about any bug that's living.
Well, that's good to know. And what was it again? Want to repeat that, please?
It's called a grapefruit biflavonoid concentrate. There are several companies that manufacture it, and you can get it at a health food store. What it is an extract from the grapefruit seed.
Okay.
And it's supposed to kill just about anything that's floating in water.
Well, that's good. Thank you very kindly.
Hey, you're welcome.
Well, there's another good helpful hint. I suggest going to a health food store. I bet they have a whole passel of information for camping and hiking and what to do and for bites and drinking water and what have you. Drinking straws, there's water tablets out there to use, other water filtering systems to use also. But if you're in a bind in a survival situation and don't have those, maybe you might have those that the gentleman just said that we had. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi.
You want to turn your radio off, please?
Turn the radio. I got an unconfirmed rumor from, well
we can't deal in rumors, sir. And folks, when you're calling in, please turn your radios off. That background does hurt our ears real bad.
Okay, here's the deal. Benson retired under fire from secret federal indictment.
Well, we have to have documented proof, sir. go ahead.
I know.
Okay.
Well, here's the rest of the prediction. This is not...
This program is not done on hearsay, sir. I appreciate your calling. Okay, folks, our number is 602-337-2524. We have a couple of minutes left for call-ins, maybe two more calls. So, you folks needing the information on surplus and stuff, it's Post Office Box 3300. St. John's, Arizona, P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. And the phone number is 602-337-2975, 337-2975. And if you want to order garden seeds or any of Bill's tapes and the books, you want to address your envelope to Intelligence Service, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901, and make your checks payable to Annie. So, and if you want an information packet,
you also use the same address, put a dollar in the envelope along with the number 10 size self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you back a information packet, reference the hour of the time or the intelligence service. And so there's many specials that Bill has. The Hold the Pale Horse at $18.50 for non-members, $15.50 for members, which is a real good value. Buy two or three of these and hand them out to your people. Also make your checks out to Annie, A-N-N-I-E. And also remember that we have the ATF and the ADL reports for $10. Everything is postpaid. And on Bill's food units that he has for sale, you have the prices and his ship freight collect. And the prices vary in different parts of the United States. So that's about all I can give you for tonight, folks. We thank you and been enjoying being with you folks for the last four nights. And any information that I can help you with, just give us a call. So God bless you all, and God save our republic.
Now, you may